The individual is handicapped by coming face dash to dash face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. Minus J. Edgar Hoover, former FBI director. The CIA and FBI are behind most, if not all, terrorism. Dash Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief. This is a hashtag Thelongtham Community Affairs address. This is feedback on the legal definitions video. What is gang stalking? An audio narrative of this is made. Available dash and the distribution of this address is considered public domain. Dash. Okunzir. Compromise us none of the truth. Directed address of concern to Law Depot / Plain Law. This is kind of one of those things in life. One of those things where you just have to meet a person at their convenience at their location. No matter how far it would be. Even if that was across the sea. I would have to fly to you to make that happen. This barring any expense of any monetary affordability. That is what it will take. Luckily, we are not at that kind of distance to fly across the world across the seas. I'm in San Bernardino, California. Your closest office is not far away. Walking distance, actually. United States Office 340 S. Lemon Avenue. Number 9644 Los Angeles, CA 91789 USA. Dash. On September 21, 2013. For me to attempt any kind of result of matters that were happening and remain happening. The consequences of what remains into today are dire and fatal. My death is the forecast and no one seems to hold honesty interview to find a remedy. There are no consulates. There's no upward counsel to reach for. To explain your video YouTube library, which is a great thing for sure. One video stands out from the rest. Outrageous is the reason. With hundreds of videos entered into your legal definitions glossary library, with what seemed to be an average view count around 300 per video, the one video relates outrageousness by having a view count. 12,758 views. To explain this, we need to meet face dash to dash face. We have to find a remedy. We have to find a remedy. We have to find a counsel, even if we need to make the counsel ourselves, we have to engage forward as though this is important. Do you agree? If we cannot find a conversation to move forward from here, I will show up at your door sometime some way. Perhaps crawling from location to location. To get public awareness of the outside audience of real people. Wanting to know why I am crawling. I'm sure it will draw some attention. With a mission at hand and a destination in view. A public presentation of an immediate call for action. Absolutely no excuses. No further delay. If I have to crawl to get the public attention of you all. #, you all are absolutely insane. #. Crawling in my need to find some sanity-wise, wisdom-wise, legal-wise. It's not illegal to crawl. I am dead serious, people. http://knock-knock-angels.card.co. Do I really need to crawl to your office to get someone to respond a response of responsibility? Do I really need to crawl to your office? Believe me, I am dead serious. I will crawl. In a beggar's form. To get the attention of somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Somewhere people have sanity in their lives. Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere people do not allow this kind of condition to exist in our society. Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere there has got to be someone with great enthusiasm to stand up and be accounted for their integrity. To help me. In September of 2013, I returned to Oakland to the events that transpired against me. Remains unfixed. On February 20, 2005, I wrote something in view of the fog of informational warfare that I found myself living within an informational quarantine. Today's events are disturbing to know. Russia offshore is using informational warfare to engage and interfere with our presidential elections. That is a research position by our Congress. That is true. So that is true. In 2013. I was in Oakland, California to fulfill a promise to walk home in protest of events involved in eviction case WG06266106. Oakland, California to San Bernardino, CA. On May 20, 2006. I made a promise to walk home to attorney Alan Horwitz of the law offices of Todd Rothbard. Within the scope of this conflict, I had the need to contact the FBI. What matters which I can disclose but do not need to write in this here. Everything is publicly posted online. My story is real. I visited the office of the Oakland branch FBI on June 21, 2006. Reporting that I had a hacked profile. I was being cyberbullied, cyber harassed and cyberstalked before such things were made illegal and criminal to be prosecutable by law. Entering into the actual branch of the FBI, all I had was a true violation of law upholding a hacked profile. What was set up was intentional. In defense of what is now called gaslighting. And what they were telling me and doing to me. The account that got hacked was a trap account set up with the intention finding something to make sense in the insanity being generated. So I took my actual profile that was on that site and I made a duplicate of it. Photos and everything. It was a duplicate of my profile with a very odd name. You see, this site was very unusual. It provided user stats to all the outside without being a member of the site itself. Account date created. Account last login. Number of logins. Last modified date. So it was a duplicate of my prior account and I have the following actions taken on it. I logged into it a series of 7 times. On the 7th time for good luck. I changed the password to extremely long character password dash randomly typed. I don't know what it was. Some sites today prevent this. I took this long string and copied it into the clipboard. I pasted it into both fields of password change. Basically locking me out of my own account unless I use a password reset, of course. Which I never did. At the time I took this snapshot, this is a hacked profile. Number of logins, 7. All times Pacific. Most recent login, 9/3/2005, 4 hours 17 minutes and 25 seconds PM, 213 days ago. Profile created, 9/3/2005, 6 hours 37 minutes and 45 seconds AM, 213 days ago. Profile last updated, 10/1/2005, 8 hours 32 minutes and 53 seconds PM, 185 days ago. Already open was a Google group without community involvement. This is where all of this record is from the past, still has never been addressed. https://groups.google.com/1/local-h-i-v-community-oaklandca. Already established. My interface to Dr. Kathryn Meeks and the project that was online at the time called City AIDS America. James Driscoll. 8/24/06. To local-h-i-v-community-oaklandca@googlegroups.com. Dear local h-i-v, community Oakland CA. City AIDS. Americas. America's Leadership Initiative for AIDS Competence in Cities. P. Addressing vulnerability. How to make this issue a high priority that is addressed early on. If no one feels they started early enough, how should it be done? Dash Oakland. Needs grassroots advocacy, time and political enrollment. Need to get community to pressure local government to make it a priority. This was related to the quality of care of AIDS social services. At this point it is obvious. Something so strange, so unfathomable is under all of this. Because my account got hacked. It got hacked overriding the login. That requires a bit of a little bit more than your average intelligence of a person. These people out there that are targeting me back then and still today. Who are engaged in a system that we classify as gang stalking. That is what I came to the FBI with in June 2006. That was what created a promise to walk home. I have no other choice but to include the description and public commenting of your video. What is gang stalking? The text to Alan Horowitz that was composed on May 20, 2006, it's posted online in 2 locations. It is titled, Oakenzeer. One in text as fully written found on Wikiworld and then subsequently on SoundCloud. http://wikiworld.com/wiki/index.php, title equals OkenZeer. Site currently seems non-responsive. https://soundcloud.com/okenzeer/wikiworld. OkenZeer at WikiWorld. James Driscoll. 601. October 22, 2015. Written on May 20, 2006, - in protest to events happening in eviction case WGO62661-06, Alameda County CA filed April 20, 2006, - written to attorney Alan Horwitz of Todd Rothbard Legal Agency. This address contains a promise to walk home, from Oakland to San Bernardino, more than 500 miles, in protest of these events. I was very serious about my stated intention to this attorney to walk home in protest, - that long walk actually was conducted and started on COP 21 2013, the International Day of Peace and Web Journal documented it, a longwalkofbeauty.us. 2021 insert, domain expired. I might as well commit suicide because nobody will help me fix this with honesty. View and read in text form. WikiWorld.com/wiki/index.php/OkenZeer. My site capture of the text is lost. I have the original email. That's not the point. The public capture of this is lost because it's so old and nobody cares to have an honest discussion. In the most basic foundation, all I am asking for is an open, honest discussion to move forward. That is what I am and asking for these passing years to now over a decade. That is all I am asking for. I might as well commit suicide. I have quite a bit of effort in my attempt to publicly to bring this attention to the matters at hand in civil society. Absolutely nothing I have done has impacted this conspiracy. Actually, everything I have attempted to do has been backburned at me, causing me to not have any social services or doctor care. I have been without HIV care since March of 2019. Posted across social media and on YouTube. Still absolutely nobody has responded. #HIV, untreatable. http://longwalkofbeauty.grewup.net. Remarkables. The mentioned webinar here was conducted by Dr. Catherine Meeks. With a comment applied to the Facebook event to my pre-conclusive need that I would be addressed in the webinar, I said I was interested in this event. The events that transpired threw me out of the webinar on mental health. I did nothing wrong. I challenged the notion that my question I put in the teleconference Q&A was answered live when it was not answered. Prior to the webinar, I emailed Dr. Meeks. They didn't throw me out immediately when I post my question. When I was challenged the notion that it was actually answered when it wasn't, that's when they threw me out. I might as well commit suicide. http://fuckedupHuman.life/dr.grandes/me-1,033,422,845/google-search-gangstalking-feedback-to-google-text.org. http://fuckedupHuman.life/dr.neeraj-gupta/. index/dr.neeraj-gupta. Parent directory. At realityaudit-dr-neeraj-gupta.org. emergency-understanding-status-monstermish-mashmeded.org. hugefail-webinar-800-87823-3178-monstermish.org. balanced-wholeness-card-coslash. YouTube channel, Plain Law. Source media source. http://lawdepot.com. And my mother does not understand why I am so upset with my very own family poor over these many years to have allowed the haters to win. And that I see your video release very instrumental here. And not truly understanding of how bullshit has been allowed to erode all of my relationships, including my family. Such an effect is noted in your comments. I'll hope your video goes to heal these family ties that are broken because of mass societal deception. Strategic ignorance. With a scientific field study all on its own. Agnotology. https://u2b/b5uvc7vzei0. What is gang stalking? 12,758 views. 234. 15. share, save, report, plain law. 758 subscribers. Subscribed. Published on May 29, 2019. For more information, visit https://www.laudapot.com/pid=pg-bfym. Gang stalking refers to harassment and intimidation tactics used by a group of individuals against another person or toward a smaller group of people. People may initiate this type of civil offense because they are intolerant of another person for numerous reasons, which might include differing beliefs or lifestyles, jealousy, or racial prejudice. Stalkers generally design the covert methods used for psychological harassment to exact revenge, coerce silence, or cast out persons having opposing views. While gang stalking is considered a misdemeanor in some states, the offense carries felony penalties in others. The comments aptly to your video. Completely uncensored. How can you post such a video and have such a response? Both in view count and commenting from the public personification side of a mega tormenting problem. The airing of some kind of problem that has no consulates. It is morally reprehensible to have issued such an object to the universe to have such a commenting onto its presence and do nothing about what is the truth of the matter. It is morally reprehensible. Morally reprehensible to ignore them and it's morally reprehensible ignored me. It's morally reprehensible to leave us in this category. Being abused by the government. To be left without legal enforcement counsel. To be left fending for ourselves. There are of course people who are delusional in this slice of life. Because you cannot please all of the people all of the time. But the actual classification that gang stalking is an internet phenomenon, that classified 100% a delusional is so much of an overreach bias, it ain't funny. If that is what you deem here is the record of response on your video, that we all are delusional means that you are insane carrying on such a deception. This even though you have this video in your library. It is time for somebody in civil society to grant us what is legal capacity so we can stop this nonsense permanently. This whole spectrum of story cast narratives has been researched attempted to find an understanding for this phenomenon. That research does not conclude anything close that this is all some kind of internet phenomenon, a community set forth into its own void mass delusion. The research findings are published at the National Institutes of Health. April 6, 2020. More importantly, the research was conducted by Dr. Lorraine Sheraton and the conclusions of the research actually is a repositioning change from a statement she originally made from 2015. Several media creators in this field, I have challenged the notion that they continue to make the assumption of delusion. I see so-called healthcare professionals with MPI records quote from Dr. Sheridan's 2020 research, not providing the full statement that she endorses. The reference bias comes from the fact that they quote the 2015 position try to quote from a 2020 repositioning but don't state that it is a repositioning that they are apparently disputing. These are very serious accusations. One of which goes against Psychology Today itself that it has lost its journalistic integrity to hold this position without or either modification to the article that appears or a complete removal of the article. None of these people will commit to the truth freely and the reality of this destructive activity being waged against our citizens. Most likely to you at LawDepot/plainlaw onto the legal definitions video library, which I consider a good deed, as is now being directed this message won't come to the defense of the truth freely. Something interferes with civil society to remain their professionalism. They've become unprofessional at a very strange way dash and so it is acceptable to not talk about something. A topic subjects are taboo in off limits. I have captured these things into view to how absurd these people specifically doctors go to avoid this conversation at all cost. In that regard that is the crux of the argument, the foundation, classic defined as conspiracy. A huge monster, huge black eye secret. There has to be some leverage placed upon you to finally do the right thing. We have this amount of carnage being written about you think this is funny. You think this is fiction. Not even close. Dash. Jesus lives. 4 months ago. I am a victim for almost 10 years. They get more aggressive. God sees all. There is nothing done in secret that won't be exposed to the light. 20. Reply. Hide 8 replies. Tatunch. Tatunch. 3 months ago. How do you deal with it? It's driving me crazy, it's making me so mad, like I'm not myself anymore. I want to stoop to their level and hurt them like they are hurting me. 3. Reply. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. 3 months ago. Attachunch, there are many God is calling who don't yet know, in my opinion. Others are more in tune with truth and others are just discovering. But this really is spiritual warfare. It's totally a political movement on their part. There is a rebellion to their system I personally feel like comes from God. So, to us, it's spiritual. The reality is we need God. That's all we can do. We are in persecution and spiritual battle. Scripture speaks of persecution. But the false church thinks having someone throw a drink at your car for your honk if you love Jesus bumper sticker is persecution. Or being called names. They have no clue what persecution is, living for self. These people doing the stalking don't realize they've been hypnotized, drugged, and had these weapons used on them to get them to do these things. This is part of the delusion spoken of in 2 Thess. TGE hardening of their hearts. I got family who helps torment me. My own flesh and blood. Clearly gifts and money alone cannot entice an entire world to become murderous and enjoy it. Nazi Germany used amphetamine on the troops to get them to lose empathy. The reality is, we must turn to God. Seek after him without the so-called church. That's where it started. Scripture warned us as soon as the disciple would leave, wolves would enter and it would wax worse. Scripture also called us out of the temple in Revelation, it's not just Rome. Scripture warns the harlot has many daughters. These are the fake churches. God also told us several times, I no longer dwell in temples made by the hands of men. So trust 1 John 2:26-27 when it says the Holy Spirit will teach you because men are liars. He will guide you on your studies to information that is truth. But still always pray for truth and discernment because even the best of intentions can be wrong. Even in my teachings I tell people this is my walk and what I've found as things become exposed, but I do not profess to have all knowledge and to still pray over it. Above all else, we must love. Yes, even the enemy. God warns to not return evil for evil. God is our vengeance. If we have not love and compassion, feeling sorry for their souls and not just our own, then we are in CB wrist and he is in us. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Seek God with humility and pray for forgiveness. We are sinners. If we say we are not, then the truth is not in us. Show less. 4. Reply. Tatunch. Tatunch. 3 months ago. That Jesus lives that much is true, I'm a believer of the Most High, I know that there are many evils in the world, but never really heard of gang stalking until recently when it started happening to me. I didn't really understand what was happening because I still sometimes foolishly look for a reason behind people's actions, like your example drink thrown at car with I love Jesus bumper sticker, but this time it is people who I don't know and don't know me with no apparent reason for their harassment. God is opening my eyes and exposing me to more confusing types of evils that I guess I never really gave a second thought about. It is so hard to forgive people who hurt you when you have done nothing to them, but you're right, I must forgive and keep praying until I can understand why these things have to happen when it hurts me to heart so much. I'm so sorry your family participates in tormenting you. I don't know you, but God does with that, I'll keep you in my prayers. Show less. 2. Reply. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. 3 months ago. Attachunch, thank you for your prayers. I continue to pray for all of you, as well. I know my own sins have brought this upon me, to a degree, but only our Father in heaven knows if this will bring me to death. Whether it be violent, or receiving cancer or organ failure. But I will rejoice in my affliction/persecutions. Not because, as many believe, I am delusional, and worship of a God they claim does not exist, because they cannot see him. But because I know God only chastises those whom he cares for. ABD, this is a trial of faith. But one thing I'm certain of, the Bible is clear that the just do not persecute us. The just help - with kindness - to bring one out of sin. The Bible says only the wicked will persecute another human being. Read 1 Samuel 24:10-17, and the Bible is clear what will happen to the wicked. The just shall be safe even in death. The wicked. Oh boy. Pensive face, I shall not rejoice over the wrath that is to come upon them - only for the soul that might be saved by it. It's definitely not easy having a forgiving heart, cause our flesh is carnal/brutish. So for this, every time we think a negative thought towards them, pray over it, Father in heaven, this is not the heart I want, forgive me, guard my heart and cleanse it. Purge me from any evil that dwells within. Help me to have the heart of Christ. Then also pray rather for God to pour his spirit upon them that persecute us. Each time we do this, we are strengthened. Be strong. God is our defense. Show less. 2. Reply. Skills Obama. Skills Obama. 1 month ago. Rock Blue Heart. Reply. Karen Sawyer. Karen Sawyer. 3 weeks ago. That's the true God sees and knows everything, I rest in that. Reply. Karen Sawyer. Karen Sawyer. 3 weeks ago. My own family torments me, but they have mind control to do this to me. My own kids selling me down the river for money and prestige, doing this gangstalking to their own mother. I love my kids, it's heart-wrenching. Reply. Fuick Yuzal. Fuick Yuzal. 2 weeks ago. 15 years. And yes. It gets worse. Reply. Kim Bird. Kim Bird. 5 months ago. When you wake in the middle of the night and find your window smashed, you are not crazy, you avoid the glass and clean it up. When you find that your tire has been slashed and the auto repair man tells you, this did not happen because you drove over something sharp. When you go to class and the day's lesson is not about anything in your syllabus. The professor talks about how you bathed that morning and the night before. He accepts comments from your fellow classmates about how you brushed your teeth and put the cap back on the tube. He does an analysis on how you played with your dogs and their toys. The room comes alive when they discuss the clothing and color of items that you picked out but decided not to wear. The hair care products you used, the hand that you wiped yourself with when you used the toilet, that made everyone in the room seem to pulse with an unholy exhilaration. They talk about the plants in your spare room that you watered and fertilized and how you made your bed and the color scheme of your bedroom. They laugh out loud when they comment on the way that you check yourself in the mirror. They give nutritional advice about your dinner and breakfast, every single food that your plate had held and the beverages you drank, milk, water, cranberry juice, aloe. They disappointingly acknowledge that you also washed your dishes and put them away. Then they discuss all the food items in your refrigerator and freezer, giving particular attention to what is on the doors of both. They discuss the prayers that you said and whom you prayed for and when, if, and how you cried, laughed, and spoke in tongues. They discuss your body posture in prayer. And they each are asked by your professor what they think. And the class is the New Testament, or statistics, or biology, or psychology. And the whole class raise their hands to express what they think. You accidentally drop your pen and feel self-conscious. That same night you get a phone call from a family member who talks about only what your classmates discussed in class but pretends that Heslasha is discussing Hislasha own day. Then when you say that you have to end the call because you have to study, Heslasha says in a rushed tone of voice, oh, I dropped my pen. What would you think? When you go to your vehicle and find you have another flat and the gash is bigger than the first and you wonder what is really happening. When you exit your home and find your neighbor exiting from under your vehicle, you know what you saw. When you come home and your home has been broken into and the door has been damaged, you fix it and you change your locks. When you order dinner at a restaurant and open your sandwich and find someone has hawk spit on top of your condiments and you call the manager and they are speechless but not in the least surprised, you are calm and kind. When you exit the restaurant and find another gash in your tire and you slowly head to a tire shop in the morning thinking this is the third time. When you take your brand new pants out of the closet and they have been slashed, you make them into shorts but never wear them outdoors. When you enter your home and find everything moved around and you get comments from people at your local movie theater and grocery store about the comments of your classmates when they openly discuss your routine at home because the guy at the movie theater disagrees that two large glasses is too much cranberry juice. And the woman at the grocery loved your outfit and color scheme in your bedroom and tells you point blank. And when you leave your house in the morning, you have another flat, making it 4 in less than a month, you understand that none of the above are coincidental. What would you think? Probably what all targeted individuals think: Father, I forgive them. Thank you for your holy angels that you have encamped around me. Thank you for protecting me. Come Lord YAHSHUAH, come, pray without ceasing. Gang stalking is not new. It has been around since before the birth of Christ. Noah was a targeted individual, Elijah, Mordecai, Job, King David, Jeremiah, all of the minor and major prophets, Lazarus, the 12 apostles, Mary and YAHSHUAH were all targeted individuals who were all gang stalked until the very end. It is not new, their tactics are not new, Luke 12:3. Even the technology today is not new. We are merely rediscovering ancient technology which is being shared to our governments and military by the fallen angels whose mission is to destroy mankind. Lasers and cell phones, computers, microwaves and gold statues of astronauts were found in sealed pharaoh's tombs. They have all been carded and catalogued and are hidden in the annuals of museums today by well-meaning and extremely obedient and discreet curators who know what side their bread is buttered on. They follow proper museum protocol. The Smithsonian takes precedence over all ancient archaeological findings. Once they are removed from the site, they are forever lost in obscurity. You see only what you are allowed to view. Patriotic rubbish mostly. Nothing that will upset the already established constitutional apple cart. Show less. 16. Reply. Hyde 11 replies. Vangandi. Vangandi. 5 months ago. I never understood how coincidence can be so accurate and people still do nothing about this devil program. You are in my prayers. I'm sorry this is happening and to no family will still mock and do nothing. 1. Reply. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. 4 months ago. May God protect us. Pray without ceasing for all targets and even pray for the corrupt evil dash doers, for they have been deceived. Our prayers are strength. 2. Reply. Percy Derek Whitehead. Percy Derek Whitehead. 4 months ago. At Vangandi you can't stop us. Smile with horn, 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 smile with horns. 1. Reply. Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry. 4 months ago. Hi, my name is Matthew Perry. I'm in SJ. I can help you get out of this easily. Quietly call if you'd like help. 856-200-0030. Show less. Reply. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. 4 months ago. At Matthew Perry, really. Because targets are wiretapped, hacked and under 24/7 illegal surveillance. Quietly. Right. 2. Reply. Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry. 4 months ago. At Jesus Live, seriously call me, it's a process from start to finish. Promise I can help, call or email, I was a target. As long as you are not recruited, you're safe. CM right now. 856-200-0030 Matt Perry. Show less. Reply. Paul McDaniel. Paul McDaniel. 3 months ago, edited. I'm sorry you are in distress. It must be hard. Just a suggestion, talk to a doctor and tell them what you said in this comment, and follow their advice and see what happens. You may get your life back in 3-6 weeks. If it doesn't help anything, you risk nothing. If it helps you, you got your life and happiness back. What do you have to lose? Reply. Dion S. Dion S. 2 months ago. I am so sorry that you are going through this, but must also thank you for posting because I have been going through the same type of gang stalking for the last 4 years. People truly don't understand what it is like to have all of your privacy taken from you. You can't even use the bathroom without being aware that someone is watching everything that you do. I pray you and all of us in this type of situation survive and thrive regardless. Blessings. Show less. Reply. Fuick Yuzal. Fuick Yuzal. 2 weeks ago. Race doesn't matter. They attack white, Asian, Hispanic, black. All of them, and in nearly every developed country. Reply. Wade Michelson. Wade Michelson. 1 week ago. I'm sorry you're going through this. This made me shed a tear. Why would they attack an innocent woman? Reply. Iakbar Iakshqj. Iakbar Iakshqj. 1 week ago. Any linker to prove that modern technology was being used before? I'm curious about it, thanks. Reply. K. Jones. 6 months ago. Gang stalking ruins people's lives. It shouldn't be allowed to happen. Free people. 18. Reply. Hyde 5 replies. Walter George. Walter George. 2 months ago. Black-windowed cars are the gang stalkers and you can watch them funnel in and out of military bases, freely and unchecked by guard shack. I will both pay for and take lie detector tests. Reply. Nick Rupert. 2 months ago. At Walter George go to the doctor. Reply. Walter George. 2 months ago. At Nick Rupert hey, sink butt post, how ya been, pal? 1. Reply. Nick Rupert. 2 months ago. At Walter George go to the doctor man. Reply. Wolf Mountford. 1 month ago. At Nick Rupert how about you stop breathing the same air as good people, you dirtbag rolling on the floor laughing. Reply. Where's my dominatrix? 4 months ago, edited. This is what I'm going through in Philly, even off-duty cops. Fuick Uzal. 2 weeks ago. Cops are the number one link with proof I see in most teas. Not no religion. Reply. Slapping gangstalkers. 10 months ago, edited. I have been facing all this for last 8 years. And horn campaign is also an important part of the tactics. 10. Reply. Hide 6 replies. Reese 20. 10 months ago. That started happening to me. I never recognize the cars. I don't have any friends, so no one can say I know these people because I don't. Always happens when I walk outside my house or from my car to my house. 2. Reply. Christopher Lee. 9 months ago. 1 headlight, bright headlights. 6. Reply. Reese 20. 9 months ago. Christopher Lee, not sure if you're talking to me, but in my case brights are almost always on. I haven't noticed anything with the headlights and a red truck that keeps driving by and honking. Not sure if he's doing it to me or my cop neighbor across the street. 1. Reply. Sarah Brown. 7 months ago. At Reese 20 high, are you still being gang stalked? Reply. Lailu. 1 month ago. Yes, it is. Reply. Lailu. 1 month ago. At Christopher Lee, I've noticed the headlights, I simply turn my on as well. 1. Reply. Juliana Silva. 9 months ago. Just because you're paranoid, it does not mean they're not following you. A wise man once said to me. 32. Reply. Hide 4 replies. Vivian Rios. 5 months ago. That comment is very common in gang stalkers' mouth. 3. Reply. Sylvie Stan. 3 months ago. At Juliana Silva, just because you're a moron, doesn't mean everyone else is. Hunden Graphics. 2 months ago. I agree. Reply. Themetiwariorspiritofgodisafrican. 1 month ago. Generational Satanists overran the plan. Reply. Exposing proxy stalking organized harassment. 2 months ago. The intimidator gains power and the intimidated loses psychological power. Reverse perp the gangstalker perpetrators and make them internet famous. 6. Reply. Hide 2 replies. Fuick Uzal. 2 weeks ago. How? When YouTube is in on it. 1. Reply. Exposing proxy stalking organized harassment. 2 weeks ago. At FuecUZAL there are many videos and articles on fighting back against gangstalking. You will need to look at them. 1. Reply. Romanian TI-targeted individuals. Romanian TI-targeted individuals. 10 months ago. Gang stalking is a persecutory action organized against a targeted individual who perpetrates himself through a set of hostile acts not significantly attributable as crimes or explicit violence but which overall are heavily harmful to mental health and physics of the victim. The vexatious action produces stress that, prolonged, induces maladaptation disorder, DDS, which can provoke a socialite, aggression, misanthropy, panic crisis, anxiety attacks, insomnia, obsessive-compulsive behaviors, and in most cases serious induced suicide or murder. The stress produced by the vexatious action also induces the syndrome of post-traumatic stress disorder in its various forms, depressive and anxious DPTSC Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. The objectives that it sets are the conditioning of individuals, their control, programming, or elimination by inducing paranoia, madness, or suicide. Gang stalking has many similarities to mobbing with the difference that the latter is practiced in the workplace while the latter embraces every moment of the persecuted's life. https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=cr3disoi8f0 and t=426s. Show less. 18. Reply. Hide two replies. David Buchanan. David Buchanan. 3 months ago. https://u2b/qw9cartridge0. Reply. FuecUZAL. FuecUZAL. 2 weeks ago. That's low-level shit. They do become violent when they get desperate. But dues are done from a distance still. They hide like cowards. Every time I get up in their face they, re-fucking cunts. Reply. Stop hate hate crimes worldwide. Stop hate hate crimes worldwide. 1 year ago. 100% correct, please see what to do here to keep self sane. How to collect evidence without causing yourself stress. 11. Reply. Hide five replies. Juan Gotti. Juan Gotti. 5 months ago. I'm trying to set 'em up now and it's felony what they're doing to me. 3. Reply. Jean Sabin. Jean Sabin. 5 months ago. At Juan Gotti there should be laws about this, / agreed. 2. Reply. Vanessa McQueen. Vanessa McQueen. 4 months ago. At Jean Sabin there is it's called the RICO Act baby look it up. 2. Reply. Lai Lu. FuecUZAL. FuecUZAL. 2 weeks ago. I see a lot of faithful followers. But none of God's grace is upon them, praying doesn't do shit. But fighting back does work. 1. Reply. The Black Spider Man. The Black Spider Man. 2 months ago. Damn, you're spot on. 1. Reply. Irene Stamoulos. Irene Stamoulos. 2 months ago. I found how I got on the targeted T-lists. Eventually I was being monitored one of the 6 levels of gangsterliking. I my second place they selected me. Why I not so sure. Intelligence independent attractive. Well I'm say they say I tend to have some psychic abilities. I do stand out in the crowd. I have lots friends. My family yes very popular. They did not tell. I just get scared when is EETH cars parked at all the fur hydrants. Hidden cameras yes my handle addressed yes it was thriller going all the to work every day. Half of them got their pictures taken. Good luck it's on a T-list they do it without your knowledge. The second one I might be fighting a wealthy corporation which is forced to go to court anyways. One of the two how you get chosen they run a silical profiling. I found everything about gangstalking godlike targeted T. Show less. 1. Reply. Hide reply. Aaron. Aaron. 2 months ago. Well, you can rest assured you weren't selected for being overeducated. It's never too late to learn English, spelling and proper sentence structure. Reply. The Zone Vivox Olivexo. The Zone Vivox Olivexo. 1 month ago. I understand it now. 1. Reply. Vanessa McQueen. Vanessa McQueen. 4 months ago. Look into the RICO ACT, please. 4. Reply. ANABELAVASCONCELOSVILA PRIOR DE ANCORA. ANABELAVASCONCELOSVILA PRIOR DE ANCORA. 1 week ago. Estorn usando la neuropsicologia social para el autismo, para enfermar o intentar imputar un falso diagnóstico. Estudian el lenguaje verbal, el no verbal, etc. Luego sin informar, sin el consentimiento informado, mintiendo, subiendo datos personales a webs porno, amenazas, destrozos etc. Hasen acoso. Reply. Sunshine 849. Sunshine 849. 3 months ago. A remote prison for these perps is well deserved. Angry they think it's funny when they purge targets, RNM, if this treachery is ever exposed they deserve to be humiliated in the same manner. Please create a remote prison for these monsters. 2. Reply. Hide reply. Fuick Uzal. Fuick Uzal. 2 weeks ago. Remotely monitored by their targets, ha ha ha. 1. Reply. Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry. 7 months ago. Credit check, identity theft check, I'll find everything. 3. Reply. Vic Vinegar. Vic Vinegar. 2 months ago. Community policing. 4. Reply. Stephanie Love. Stephanie Love. 1 month ago, edited. They do this as revenge to seeing the truth and they are jealousies. I like how you said it is a felony. 1. Reply.